Rundown live once again from my couch in my living room. Today is July 28th. It is brought to you by Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I've heard this movie is one of the best comedies ever made. My friend Peter Chernin told me that. It's a Peter Chernin movie. It stars Zac Efron, Adam Devine, Anna Kendrick. That's your girl, KFC.
Hell yeah.
Aubrey Plaza. It's in theaters July 8th. We have a link below this blog if you want to buy tickets in advance for July 8th, which...
Don't be a sucker and wait in line.
You're an idiot if you don't buy movie tickets 3 weeks to a month in advance for this hot of a film. So do that. Buy your tickets. You won't get shut out. It's based on a true story, by the way, that we actually blogged in real time of two dudes trying to find wedding dates. And I guess they get these two girls and they turn out to be nuts. It's the must-see blockbuster of 2016. So get your tickets before they're gone. You don't want to be the guy waiting in line at midnight being like, damn, wish I bought my tickets to Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dresses dates well in advance. We also, Dan and I, are going to be in Boston Thursday to see the premiere before it comes out. Red carpet event. And then we're going to go party at Bijou. So I guess there's a million hot girls going to this thing. That's the word on the street. And like you won tickets. So tons of girls, few guys. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates premiere party Thursday. Just travel it up.
Did you notice that Hank gave me this because I eat my mic?
Nope. let's start with Timmy Tebow back in the news. So he was on a flight, a Delta flight, where somebody basically, from the way I read the story, had a heart attack and literally died. They died on the plane. They're getting the shocks. You know, they're getting the zzz, zzz, in the middle of the flight. No pulse, I think, for hours. And then this man comes from the back of the plane, bright light behind him, and says a prayer, gathers the family, says a prayer. It's Tim Tebow. Flight lands. The guy, it's like he never even had a heart attack. Everyone is crediting Tim Tebow with saving this man who died on the Delta flight. Delta has confirmed that this is how it happened. Big Cat, what do we got on Tebow?
I don't believe in God, but I believe in Tim Tebow. And I don't know why he's not on it.
Can we mark that down for a t-shirt? Because buy 50.
I don't believe in God, but I believe in Tim Tebow. I don't want to go all Skip Bayless here because I don't think he's a good quarterback. But I don't understand why he's not on an NFL roster just as a God guy. The guy who does the speeches, the guy who gets everyone pumped up. Tim Tebow, there's no one like him.
People don't like God guys.
Yeah, nobody wants Tim a God Tebow's guy on different. The roster. Tim Tebow is almost God.
Nobody wants a God guy on the roster. If Barstool hired a God guy, we'd hate his guts. If you bring a God guy into a locker room, everybody's like, fuck that God guy.
Kevin doesn't like Tim Tebow.
I'm
not a Tim Tebow guy.
Listen, I don't like Christians. I don't like super religious people. I love Tim Tebow.
Right, that's me too.
You guys are brainwashed.
I've loved Tim Tebow.
Simpletons.
Yep. I've loved you. Like I've said this to you, Kevin. I don't believe in any of your like Bible shit. Like nobody cleared the ocean and walked across, and Adam and Eve, all that garbage. Tim Tebow, the way he won football games with the Denver Broncos, that was God himself.
That's so stupid.
He was like, we'll never lose again in Florida.
Yeah, what that play when he beat your Jets, when he threw for negative 78 yards.
He made Marion Barber go out of bounds when the Bears played him on
speaking
that run.
Of my
he
Jets,
was on.
If Tebow is going to be a God for one playoff win in Denver, Mark Sanchez, what's above a God for beating Brady and Manning back-to-back on
defense.
The road in the playoffs?
I'm all in on Tebow. I'd buy 100 of those shirts. No. I think, never mind put him on a team. The guy won a playoff game. He just figures out, but it doesn't matter.
How could you be a God guy and stink so much at football?
But he
That's
wins.
The point. The fact that Tim Tebow won a playoff game as a starting quarterback means that he is God.
And he won games where you look at his stats, it's like Tim Tebow threw for negative 47 yards, 17 interceptions, and he won the game.
You sound so stupid.
Such a religious fanatic.
Because I believe in the real religious studs like the Pope.
That just proves what I've always said. If you were alive when Jesus was talking all this junk about what he could do, you'd be like, no fucking way. Because this guy just...
No, because Jesus proved it. Tebow doesn't prove it.
Tebow just brought a guy back from the dead. Everybody
on the
Everybody on the plane.
Shout out to the guy giving CPR and the machine that gave him a
pulse.
But
it didn't work. That didn't work. By the way, Elio, you know Elio?
Yeah.
He's had that.
What?
The shocker.
Was he dead? Was his pulse gone?
He had...
Very shocking.
No.
See, Elio's a god. He's back from the dead. Lazarus. Why don't we just canonize him?
He got rushed to the hospital.
What happened?
Was it kidney stone? He had kidney stone.
Oh, those
he
will
was
kill
alone.
You.
Don't do this. No. Then they gave him drugs and he had a reaction and he was alone on a bed. He was, and they were just big.
God,
it, yeah.
That would have sucked to lose him.
He said, by the way, when he told me that, it was like 2 years ago, when he told me that story, it was like the sixth thing down that he mentioned.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, I bet this.
Oh, by the way.
I had this horse. He's like, oh, by the way, in the hospital, I was getting shocked because I almost died. It's like, wait, what happened? Anyways, the banana boat crew, I hate this. They're back. They have a Snapchat filter. It's LeBron, Melo, Chris Paul, and who's the fourth? D-Wade.
World of Wade.
Everyone's freaking out about this. I hate it because it's self-awareness for – I think it's self-awareness. You never know with that fucking guy. But if it is self-awareness, I don't think LeBron's capable of self-awareness, so I'm out on this story. Big Cat?
I just want to know what Melo thinks, because this is his whole crew, and he's not there. So Melo's such a sucker that he has to go and still play in the Olympics to be relevant.
Such a bad look, by the way.
Such a
to
bad
be the
look.
One dude
he's
who's still there.
He's a superstar, and he's like, shit, I got to go play in the Olympics so I can win a few games. So Melo, that's really the story here.
Melo is the Olympic superstar. He always puts up such big numbers and everyone's like, you're a winner. It's the only time he gets any respect.
Yeah.
If you can't say no to the Olympics in the NBA, you are a loser.
I can't believe he didn't say no considering the fact that
all his buddies go down on the banana boat.
He's the only guy to play four. Ever.
Yes, exactly. It's like you're the senior who graduate and come back to try to party. It's like, dude, you're too old. Move on.
And I didn't have this in the list, but I meant to. Brazil. I don't know if you guys saw that sign when people are getting off the planes, and there are people in the airports just holding these signs that say, "Welcome to hell. We have no police, no ambulance, and you're not safe." And those signs are everywhere as they're getting off the plane.
At least they warned them, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
by the way, that welcome to hell is
put
like
that on a t-shirt.
That is maybe the worst thing you can see getting off a plane.
And you know what?
They do need Tim Tebow. What's the shirt we're selling again? I don't believe in God.
I don't believe in God, but I believe in Tim Tebow.
I love that shirt.
Yeah.
I'd wear that
for the shirts.
Puppets.
Lena Dunham. So Lena Dunham is what?
I just, because I know Kevin. Kevin's like, loves bashing Lena Dunham, so I'm
so
excited.
So Lena Dunham is upset about the Kanye video because she says, first of all, I will say the funniest line in our little Facebook rant about how it makes women like vulnerable is when she called the wax unconscious wax figurines. Like that.
Duh.
Yeah, wax you figurine. Think? Cassie, I'll let you go. This is your girl.
The mouthy potato is at it again. This bitch. The fact that she still thinks that she can be the moral authority on anything like sexually related. She fingered her sister.
People forget that.
She took her 6-year-old sister and fucking fingered her.
Kevin does not forget that.
No.
Nobody. No. I feel like I'm the only person who knows this. Every time she comes out in the news, I'm like, guys, she fingered her sister when she was 6 years old. She also falsely accused an innocent guy of rape. How is that not
people
more of a story?
That as
people
well.
Forget
yes.
all of these things about this fucking cream cheese bag
yes.
of milk.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I told you wouldn't disappoint.
And then she sits here saying, I feel unsafe about this and that. I feel unsafe being around you because you're a sexual deviant troll. It's sickening.
Safe to say, Kevin
it.
Does not
yeah,
like
I,
Lena Dunham. I don't like Lena Dunham either.
Well, I don't either, but I don't understand. I don't have the passion Kevin has, but I don't understand. Isn't she like... Everyone needs to be able to express themselves. I'm going to be naked on girls all the time. Look at, like, my fat body, and I'm beautiful. And then she gets upset because Kanye wants to express himself? It's art, babe. Art is art.
Can't judge
you
art.
You can't say that art's not good and my art's good.
Is
come
girl,
on.
Is girl still on TV?
I think it's over. Never mind.
You watch it?
Hey. No, but I'm pretty sure it's still on TV.
Okay. This, I think, is flying under the radar in terms of biggest stories possibly of the week. At the BET All-Star Basketball game, And I watched some of the BET Awards. It's legitimately maybe.
Who's in the All-Star basketball game?
I didn't see the basketball game. I don't.
It's like a celebrity game.
Yeah, it's a celebrity game. Okay. Full crowd. This one white dude proposes to his black girlfriend in the middle of the BET celebrity basketball game. You have to. Your balls have to be dragging on the fucking floor to pull a move like that, to try to upstage the BET celebrity basketball game as a white dude with an impromptu proposal is if we're doing trying to get people on our shows and podcasts, I want to talk to this guy and be like, what were you thinking? How did you think anyone would be like, what the fuck is this cracker doing? Or you just did it because I'm this man, huge balls, big cat.
He's got to be the nerdy white guy that's been friends with black guys his whole life, right? I mean, he rolls in that crew. He's Kyle from Road Trip.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like he only has black friends, and he is not a threat to any of the black guys because he's like a nerd. I think he was balding a little bit. I think that's how this plays. That's the only way I can wrap my head around
it. If it's like a smooth, suave white dude, I think it's a different story.
Right.
I think either way, this is an L for black people. To have the talk of the BET Awards celebrity basketball game be a white dude.
Yep.
Not a good look for black folks.
Let's go to a commercial break. And we're back. So Kyrie,
By the way, I like that you've implemented the snap instead of the clap.
It's the lazy man's clap.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving hanging out poolside, sneakers on, dangling his sneakers in the pool, titties in the background. But by the way, Feidelberg posted this, just didn't even notice the titties. That's how distracting the sneakers in the pools were. People are like, by the way, there's
magic
just...
magic eye. Yeah.
There's just fucking tits everywhere in this video. I don't know what Kyrie's doing. There's no way to know what he's doing.
Living the life.
Full-blown tied-up sneakers.
I did not see this coming from Kyrie Irving. The white girls on the party boat, the sneakers in the pool. I did not see him being like, you know, he's one step down from J.R. Smith as far as like the party guy living it up after the title. I did not see that coming. I thought he was kind of like a square.
Wait a minute. You don't think that's a square move, dangling your
sneakers? Oh, no. I think that's a I don't give a fuck move. I'm rich. I just won. I can get more sneakers whenever I want. If I want to wear my sneakers in the pool, I'm going to wear them in the pool.
You thought that was like a negative? You're like knocking him for this?
Huge negative.
Oh, no.
Huge negative.
Are you equating it with like leaving your shirt on in the pool? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know what I'm equating it with. I'm equating it with I don't care how much money in power or whatever this guy has. I don't think he had a pair of dry shoes waiting for him. I think he was wearing
he
wet shoes.
He can snap and someone will bring
I think he was wearing wet shoes.
He has so many shoes.
Yeah. He's got guys to get him shoes. When you win a title like this, he's got guys that are just running around doing shit for him.
No, I don't see any. I couldn't have a more different take. I think dangling your fully tied sneakers with socks on in a pool is one of the weirdest.
You think he got up? You think he stood up like, and then just walked around with squishy shoes the rest of the day?
Yes.
That's more insane than anything.
No, I do.
That's ridiculous.
I do. I don't. And by the way, I don't. Beyond that, like that's not a power move to me. That's like super uncomfortable to be wearing sneakers.
I think it's like a bad boy life.
It's not a bad boy. It's like you're like no. It's like you're demented.
You do the things you're not supposed to do.
That's not There's different things. Like if you just walk up to somebody's like girlfriend and fucking make out with her, you're not supposed to do that. Putting your shoes, wearing sneakers.
I bet he ate like tuna fish sandwich
in the pool. I'm not saying that's disgusting. There's nothing like
that. I'm gonna go do it and be like, look at me. I'm like Kyrie Irving. But I think it's like when you're partying, when you're on a bender for like 7 straight days, and you have white girls sucking your dick off of your body, and you're just like, I don't even fucking know where I am or what's going on. I have my shoes on in the pool.
I think he's had more sex than JR.
Let's calm down. Nobody has had more sex than Jayhawk.
Dude, every video we see with Kyrie, he's got like 20 girls around him.
The black. Oh, that's another.
Every video I've seen with JR, he's just like got his shirt off and he's talking to reporters.
That's also another huge L for the black people. All those white girls being on that boat.
That was funny when you were like, this is Becky and my friend Becky and my other friend Becky.
I can't believe you guys are like, oh, just sneakers on the pool. Gross. Tony Hawk 900. This is a big story. We had a couple people. He's like, I don't know. He's my age, older. I don't know how old.
He's almost 50.
Yeah, he's almost
50. Way
older. He's a little younger than you.
All right, so. Oh,
Kevin.
Nailed it.
T-
Do that face again.
My face. It's spur of the moment. I can't fucking, you know, everyone throws daggers and it's like, Dave, why you mean? I don't know. Maybe because I get fucking attacked. Tony Hawk 900. Could care less. It's skateboarding.
I was a little confused when you called it a fake story.
Yeah.
Or why it's even on the show.
Well, because I saw a couple of people blogging. Nate acted like it's the greatest thing he's ever seen. I saw two consecutive blogs with it. Maybe we have some skateboard. I'm trying to keep to the youth. This kid's a skateboard. The kids like skateboarding nowadays. I threw it on there. So he's doing fucking
you fucking kids out there doing your ollies and bullshit. Yeah, you doing, like, get out of here.
You're doing your fucking.
Let's do some X Games talk, man.
Yeah, like getting pitted and shit. So he did a fucking 900 or something. Who gives a fuck? No one wants to talk about it.
He tried like 20 times too.
And then he like walked off like he did something. Yeah. Big fucking deal. But
how many
tries
do you think it would take for you to do a 900, Dave?
I obviously can't do a 900, but like give me something that I could do. There's nothing I could do when I was like 20 that I can't do now. I could never do a 900. I never did that hippie shit, right? They didn't have that fucking.
Did you skateboard? I was never a skateboarder.
No. I skateboarded once, fell off, broke my wrist.
Yeah.
That was the end of my skateboarding career.
I don't even think I could actually skate around.
I can barely walk. You
know what
I
mean? Ask Hank.
You're a skateboarder? I'm going
to get one when I move here.
Hank, do you do goofy? No. Do you go goofy style?
Goofy.
Goofy foot.
That's offy. No. I was going to say when I hit a home run off you.
You flew out to right field.
Yeah, right. Put that clip in there. Put that clip in there. Took you to the fucking well. All right, nobody wants to talk about Tony Hawk 900, but what you guys don't know, that's big pictures. Now all the kids at home will be
18 to 24-year-olds.
They talk skateboarding. What's the next new thing that kids do? I feel like skateboarding's almost out.
Ecstasy?
No.
Oh.
You ever seen those rip sticks?
What's that?
They're like fucked.
Do you know what they need to bring back the Chinese
Devil
sticks.
Yeah, those are.
Need to bring those back.
Like we're missing,
tell me when those come back.
I feel
kids.
Like we're missing a huge sport. Anyways, bunch of people died. Buddy Ryan gone.
So many people dead.
Pat Summitt dead and Helmet Head gone.
The fact that you put Helmet Head with them is so funny. I read your Helmet Head blog. You're like, first Buddy Ryan, now Pat Summitt and Helmet Head.
Helmet Head's a big fucking deal.
He is a big fucking deal. Sad. I don't know what's going on. Like Peter King said, we got to get out of June because, you know, June's just been a bear of a month for the celebrities.
Dan, we all know what's going on here. We all know whose fault this is.
It is my fault.
Why?
Dan, I took Death's man card. He took Death's man card. He taunted Death.
I told Death that he's Death's being
Death
kind of
gone
a pussy.
On a fucking rampage.
I said Death's a pussy, and then Death just killed everyone.
Wait, can I ask you, what initially made him a pussy?
What did I call Death a pussy for?
Probably something not worth it. Clearly, you can't even remember now.
No, but it's been since I took Death's man card. Harambe, Ali, Muhammad Ali, Kimbo Slice, Gordie Howe, Pat Summitt, Helmet Head, Buddy Ryan.
All right. The only thing I'm going to say, Prince
in the Jaguar.
The only thing I'm going to say with this trio of deaths, like Buddy Ryan, really sad. Pat Summitt, really sad. They were both all like. Dying and coming.
Helmet
Head was out of the clouds.
Helmet Head did not
wake up thinking, oh,
Helmet Head was younger than Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't wake up like when I heard Pat Summitt, it was coming. It's like sad.
Buddy Ryan's same. Yep.
Helmet Head, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, come on, man. Like, don't take Helmet Head.
Sad.
Gone too young. Only the good die young.
Now, Helmet Head got to go open casket, right?
Got to.
Like,
you know he has.
You need to have everyone see the Helmet Head one last time.
He had the green dot.
You know what they
said?
Really?
Yes,
oh my god!
He had the what?
All right, now I take back my previous comments. Helmet Head is in that crew.
Helmet Head had
the
green
dot. The mic. You have a mic in your helmet.
Yeah, the mic.
I mean, that's fantastic.
He needs to keep his head.
Yeah.
You know, when you like freeze Ted Williams. Head
someone sent me, someone tweeted me a picture today. They said Helmet Head in earlier times. So it was just the Pats logo before he had gone.
Built the whole helmet. Right.
Yeah, no,
right.
He had the full fucking head.
You bury his body. Do whatever you want with his body. Put his
Give
head
us
in
his
the
head.
Smithsonian.
Green Dot is so attention to detail.
If Helmet Head's family is like, Dave, you're the biggest Patriots fan we know. We froze his head. We prominently display it in the new office.
I would 1,000% put Helmet Head's head in the office.
You'd have to.
I think we're going to do that in the office, by the way.
Put deadheads.
No, we're going to let everybody get their own paraphernalia for their own cities or whatever. So you can have like a Chicago corner and like, well, you're in New York, but the Boston corner. All right, that's it. That's all we got. RIP, Helmet Head, and everybody else who died.
Dan's fault.
It is my fault.
Or, you know, apologize to Mrs. Helmethead or Mama Helmethead because it's your fault.
I apologize to death a week ago.
It was a dead serious obit, too, on Helmethead. Nothing funny. It's just that he was a huge Patriot fan. Like, yeah.
No
the
duh.
The green dot really is probably the greatest tattoo move of all time.
Unbelievable.
You really
can't
compare.
That's so good.
That detail. That's like when you put the bald spot on the ball don't lie shirt.
Yeah.
That's on that level.
Do we have anything for the after show? Hmm. Think, Dave.
No, not really.
What's cooking? Okay. Great after show. This is sad.
Sam's Army said you would get 0 goals.
Oh, yeah. He said you'd get 1 goal.
That's insane.
Well, it
no,
was ridiculous.
Zero.
No.
Apparently,
okay,
apparently
said,
the
yeah.
average is like 60%. So
it is. It is. Watching
10.
That back, you were like, be serious, Dan. I'd get 8 out of 10.
Well, maybe. I saw
so
the
you
average.
Did do that?
So I saw the well. So we have one, a bunch of goalies reached out.
Yep.
One's in Salt Lake City, so that's kind of hard to get to. Maybe if we're flying to LA, I could drop in, shoot a couple fucking what do they call it?
Footies.
Soccer balls.
Oh, soccer balls.
Is there any
footy
terminology
balls?
For
balls.
Soccer balls?
Yeah, the ball, the footies.
It's called the ball.
Like
the
football ball. Is a pigskin.
Yeah, it's a football.
Baseball is what like pill.
No, that's the mound.
What?
Oh no, that
baseball's a pill.
You call it
you wouldn't really be like, give me the pill, though. Like the basketball.
Yeah, you
the
would.
Rock.
No, you
basketball's a rock.
Pig
rock,
skin.
Rock.
Yeah, so what do they call soccer?
Footy ball?
I definitely don't think that's it. Anyways, I don't think I'd get 8.
This guy owns a soccer club, but he's going to be throwing out terms footy ball.
I got the email today saying I got to pay up.
It's gotta,
I don't know what
it's got to be called something. But so if the average is 6, I'm obviously not going to get 8, but I'd probably get like 4 or 5. So I guess that goalie from Salt Lake City is good. There's a backup goalie.
How are you kicking? I've never seen you kick.
Yeah, you have kickball.
That wasn't very good. But that also ball's weird. It's
I
like
also
big
was in,
and
I was also
and,
in full pads.
Right. So how are you at kicking?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Do you kick with your toe?
I can do it both ways, but I'd probably go toe.
So just for the record, you think you would get like one less goal than the league average for
no,
professionals?
No, four.
Two less.
I would definitely
beat
you in that competition.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. I guarantee I'd beat you.
So then we had a goalie from the Revolution who's a backup. Who said he'd do it? So, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then we had a bunch of fucking high school heroes. I played soccer. Look, I'm not interested in fucking
yeah,
high,
those
school
high school heroes.
High school kids. You high school heroes.
Those
no thanks.
Those people who held on
listen,
to their high school glory
you're a
fucking
loser
days, you know?
If you're talking about that shit after the fact.
This is the show. You